Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of a local and state news. The Juneau Police Department's number two is being promoted to the top job. Deputy Chief Ed Mercer will lead the police department after Juneau's police chief leaves at the end of the month for Idaho. Deputy City Manager Mila Cosgrove said yesterday that Ed Mercer was a natural choice given his 17 years of experience with the Juneau Police Department. He's been deputy chief since 2000.
Anytime we have a department head opening, we weigh whether we need to go outside, run a full recruitment, or whether there's somebody that we believe is an internal candidate that has the skills, abilities, and leadership vision to lead the department forward. And in this case, we took a hard look at Deputy Chief Mercer and determined that we thought he was ready to step up and lead the department forward.
Before coming to Juneau, Mercer was a police officer in Sitka. He replaces Bryce Johnson, who had served as police chief since 2013. Johnson recently accepted the police chief job for the city of Idaho Falls in Idaho. City officials said Mercer was traveling out of state yesterday and unavailable for comment. A Fairbanks man has been charged with second-degree murder in the death of his girlfriend. Fairbanks police yesterday announced the arrest of 37-year-old Roberta Leal Jr. and the death of 28-year-old Robin Gray after an autopsy determined Gray had been strangled. Police and fire department responders just before 4 o'clock Saturday morning took a call of a woman not breathing and found Gray dead in her apartment. Leal and the couple's two children, ages 2 and 7 months, were also at the apartment. The former head of Alaska's Railroad Workers Union has been sentenced to a year in prison for felony embezzlement. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office in Anchorage, Jeffrey Davies of Wasilla pled guilty to the charges last year, admitting he took $90,000 of the union's money for personal gain over a three-year period. The case followed an investigation by the FBI. When handing down the sentence, the judge said that Davies had grossly abused his position of trust with his fellow union members. In addition to spending a year and one day in prison, Davies will be on probation for another 3 years and pay nearly $93,000 in restitution to the Alaska Railroad Workers Union. There's been a spill at a North Slope well operated by oil company Kalis Energy. The Department of Environmental Conservation said Kalis has recovered an estimated 2,900 gallons of a fluid that leaked from one of its wells, mostly from a cellar around the well. The state described the fluid that leaked as similar to mineral oil, which is used to help the well flow in cold temperatures. It's still unknown how much fluid escaped the cellar around the well and leaked onto the surrounding gravel pad. A state official said responders have not yet seen evidence that the fluid leaked onto the tundra, but the agency is looking into potential environmental impacts. The spill is at Kalis's Nuna Oil Development, which is located just east of the Colville River. Weather forecast calls for widespread rain showers for tonight, low temperature about 45 degrees.